This is the Rashi roundup for Parshas Chayei Sara. We're going to begin at the beginning of the Parsha. Perchov Gimel Pasek Alavayu Chayei Sara Me'ashana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shanim Shnei Chayei Sara. And the life of Sara was 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. These are the days or the life of Sara. So Rashi cues in on the fact why it's written so strangely. L'kach nechtav shana b'chol klal b'klal. That's why it's written shana every single time. Lo melecha shekol echad nidrash la'atzmo. You can explain every single one of the sets of years on its own. Bas kuf kibas chaf l'cheit. Just when she was 100, she was like a 20-year-old when it came to sin. Ma bas chaf lo chata shere ena bas onshin. Below the age of 20, a person is not subject to punishments, heavenly punishments. Af bas kuf below chet. So too, when she was 100 years old, she was not subject to heavenly punishment. Ubas kuf kibas zayin liofi. And just as when she was 20, she was like a 7-year-old when it comes to beauty, meaning purity and innocence. Shnei chayi sara kulan shavin letova. Wasn't officially on the list, but all were equally good. These were the days of Sarah. We're going to move to Pasuk Beis now. Atama Sarah b'Kiryas Arba hi Chevron be'Eretz Kenan. Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron in the land of Canaan. Vayavo Avraham lispod l'Sarah v'liv kosa. And Avraham came to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. Rashi divramaschil b'Kiryas. Al Shem Arba Anakim Shayusham, because of 4 giants who lived there, Achiman, Sheshai, Vatalmai, Vaavia. Davar Acher, another explanation. Al Shem Arba Zugos Shenikbarusham, Ish Vishto. There were 4 couples who were buried there, man and wife. Adam Vachava, Avram Vesara, Yitzchak Rivka, and Yaakov Vilea. That's why Chevron is also called Kiryas Arba. Vayavo Avraham, says Rashi. Mi be'er sheva, he came from Be'er Sheva, l'spod l'sara v'liv kosa, to eulogize and cry for Sarah. V'nismucha misa sara l'akidas Yitzchak. Why does misa sara come right after akidas Yitzchak? L'fisha al yedei besura sa'akeda shenizdamna b'nal l'shchita. Because based on the news of the akeda that her son was almost shechted, kemat shelo nishkan, that's what he was prepared for shchita, and he was almost shechted, porcha nishmasa mimena v'mesa. Her soul flew out of her and she died. She was so shocked to hear the news of Akedas Yitzchak. Now we're going to skip to Pasuk Yud. We're meeting with Ephron. Ephron Yoshev Besoch Bnei Ches. Ephron Achit. He was sitting amongst the Bnei Ches. Vayan Ephron Achiti es Avraham Be'oznei Bnei Ches. And Ephron Achiti answered Avram to the ears of all of the Bnei Ches. Ulechol Bo'ei Shari Rolimor. And all those who came into his gates of his city saying the following. Says Rashi. The Ephron, Ksiv Chaser, it's written without a vav. Oso ayom manu shoter alem, they appointed him as a leader, as a policeman, sort of upon them. Epnei chashivusu shel Avram sheyitzarech lo ala ligdula, because Avram Avinu was going to need him, so he was risen to power at that point. Meaning, min hashamayim, they didn't want Avram to deal with the lowly individual, and therefore Hashem put him in a position of power, so that Avram would have to deal with a high-ranking official and not a lowly individual. Rashi l'chol bo'ei shari ro, shekulan batlu mimalachtan ubo ligmol chesed l'sar. Everyone stopped their work and they came to eulogize and to give chesed to and to do right by Sarah. You see, Sarah was beloved by all. Now skipping to Pasuk Tes Zion. Aishma Avraham el Ephron. Avraham heard Ephron, he understood what he was really saying. And Avraham paid Ephron the money that he spoke in the ears of the Bnei Ches. 400 silver coins in the best kind of currency. Says Rashi, Vayishkol Avraham le'Ephron chaser vav. Ephron said a lot, but he didn't even do anything. He didn't even do a little. Right? He took very good coins, which were very spendable, large coins. They're accepted as a shekel anywhere. Meaning these, in those days, coins had different qualities. This was the highest quality, largest amount of silver per coin that not a single merchant would ever turn down. V'yesh makom sheshiklem gedolim shein kantrin, right? And that's Rashi says what we just said, that some places the shkalim are a little bit larger, and therefore it's You needed sometimes larger shkalim. That's what Ephron took from Avraham. Moving to Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Avraham, El Avdo Zakan Beiso HaMoshe B'chol HaShelo. Avraham said to his Eved, the elder of his household who ruled over everything that was his, Simna Yadcha Tachas Yerechi. Please place your hand underneath my thigh. Rashi Tachas. There's a concept in halacha that you take a mitzvah object in your hand when you take a shvua. You can go and say for Torah or tefillin that you're supposed to take a Torah or a pair of tefillin. And this was Avram's first mitzvah, his bris milah. And he caused great pain to have it. And it was very dear to him, and therefore he used it for this idea of nikitas chefetz, of taking a mitzvah item in order to take a shvua. Just interesting to point out that this is the introduction to Eliezer, and although Rashi tells us many times this was Eliezer, Eliezer's name is never mentioned throughout the parsha. Okay, I'm skipping now to Pasuk Yud. Vayikacha Eved Asara Gmalim Gmalei Adonov, and the Eved took 10 camels from his master's camels. Vayelech B'chol Tu, and he went B'chol Tu V'Adonov, though he took all the good things of his master in his hands. Vayakam vayelech el Aram Naharaim el Ir Nahor. He came to this Aram Naharaim, which was the city of Nahor. Says Rashi, migmalei antarav, from his master's camels, nikarin hayu mishargman. They were more recognizable than other camels. Shayu yotzin zumumin mifnei agezel. They would go muzzled because of thievery. Shelo yiru b'sdos acher, that they should not graze in other people's fields. Skipping the pasuk Yitzayin, vayaratz ha'eved likrasa. Eliezer, the eved, ran to greet her, meaning Rivka. Vayomer hagmiini na ma'at maya mikabit. Please give me some water from your pitcher. Why did he run to her? The psukim didn't say anything special about what was going on with her at this point. Rashi explains, lefi shera she'alu amayim likrasa. He saw that the water went up to greet her, and therefore he knew she was special right off the bat, and he wanted to see if he could fulfill the siman that he had asked Hashem for. Skipping to Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayihi kasher kilu hagmalim lishtos, and when the camels finished drinking, Vayikacha ish nezem zahav beka mishkalo, the Eved took, or the man took, a golden ring, which was weighed a beka, ushne tzmidim al yodeo, asara zahav mishkalom, and two bracelets on her hands, each one weighing 10 gold shekels. Or perhaps it's together, I'm not sure. So we have two Rashis here, three Rashis, sorry. Beka remez l'shikle Yisrael, this was a remez to the machatzis ha-shekel. Beka l'gogolas, one beka was the weight of half a shekel per head that the Jews were counted. Shnei tzmidin remez l'shnei luchos mitzumados. This is a hint to the pair of the luchos, as well as asarazav mishkalam remez laaseres hadibros shebahem. This was a hint to the aseres hadibros. Again, Rashi going as he's been going through the parashio, starting with lech lecha, really, that all the ma'isa avos simon labanim, all of the different themes that come up again later to the klal. This is to the individuals, the avos and the imos, and then later it comes up to the klal. We're now going to move to Pasuk Chavtes. Ulrivka Achu Shmo Lavan. Rivka had a brother named Lavan. By Yaretz Lavan Ela Isha Chutza Ela Ayin. And Lavan ran to the man outside to the spring, to the well. Now the question is, what's he running for? Rashi asks. Lama Ratz Valma Ratz. What's he running for? By Hikiros Asanezim, because the next Pasuk tells us he saw the rings. Amar Ashir Huzev and Asanina Bamam. And he said, oh, this is a rich man, and he placed his eyes upon his money. He wanted to get some of his money. Now, skipping to Pasuk Lamed Tes. So, written here, Eliezer is telling the story to Rivka's family. Va'omar el Adoni, and I said to my master, I said to Avram, Ulai lo seilecha isha acharai. Maybe the girl won't want to follow me. She won't want to come with me. Rashi, Eli Ksiv. It's not written with a vav, it's written Eli. Bas Hoysalol Eliezer. Eliezer had a daughter. Vahaya Machzer Limtso Ela Sheyomar Lo Avram Lifnos Elov Las Yobito. He was trying to convince Avram to let his daughter marry Yitzchak. Amar Lo Avram Bani Baruch Vata Arur. He says, I'm sorry to tell you this, but my son is blessed and your son is cursed because of your nation. An Arur Medavik Lebaruch, and an Arur cannot cling to and cannot become one with a baruch. They're just not, it's not a good shidduch. Moving now to Pasuk Mem Beis. Va'avo ayom el ha'ayin, I came today to the well. Va'omar Hashem Elokei Adoni Abraham Yeshcha na matzliach darki asher anochi holech alel. Please allow me to succeed at the path that I'm going to take. Rashi over there, va'avo hayom. Hayom yatzasi vayom basi. I left and came on the same day. Mikan shekaftzalo aderech. We see from here that he had kfitzas aderech. He traveled supernaturally quickly. Amar Rav Acha, yafe sichason shel avdei avos lifnei hamakom mitorason shel banim. So it's, Hashem loves even just the mundane words of the servants of the avos, even more so than he loves the actual Torah of the children. Shaharei parsha shel Eliezer kfula b'tor. They repeated the whole story of Eliezer a second time in the Torah. Baharbe gufe Torah lo nasnu ela b'remiza. And there's so many halachos from the Torah, important dinim d'oraisa, that are only hinted to in the pasuk; they're not even spelled out. Pasuk Mem Zayin, Va'ishalo Sa, and I asked her, meaning Eliezer, saying, I asked Rivka Va'omar, and I said, Bas Miyad, whose daughter are you? Va'tomer Bas Besuel ben Nachor Asher Yolda Lo Milka. I'm the daughter of Besuel, the son of Nachor, who was the child of Milka. Va'asim Hanezim Al Apa Va'Hatzmidim Al Yadel, and I placed all the jewelry upon her. So now Rashi points out he switched the order from last time. Rashi says, Shina Haseder Sharehu Tchila Nasan Machar Akshal. The first time around, it says in the Torah that he first gave her all the jewelry, and then he asked her whose child she was. Ela Shalo Yitvis Suhu Bidvarav Yomru Heich Nasatel Avadayin Incha Yodea Mihi. How could you, so that they wouldn't complain to him and they wouldn't say, ah, how could this be true? You gave her the jewelry first without even asking. It's ridiculous. So therefore, he changed the story around so they wouldn't bother him about it, even though he did it as Rashi. We skipped that Rashi, but Rashi points out over there that he had emuna that Hashem had allowed him to be matzliach, and therefore he had to ask because it was part of his shlichus, but he knew this was the right girl. Now moving to Pasuk Memtes. Va'atoim yeshchem osim chesed ve'emes im adoni hagiduli. And now if you're going to do a kindness and a truth with my master, tell me. Vimlo yagiduli, and if not, then tell me that. Ve'efna el yimino al smol. Then I'll go to my right or to my left. I'll turn, look somewhere else. Rashi, al yamin mibinos yishmal. I'll go to the doors of yishmal. Val smol mibinos lot. Or I'll go to the doors of lot. Shal yoshiv l'smol shal. He was living on the left side of Abraham. Next pasuk, nun. Vayan Lavanu B'suel Vayomru Me Hashem Yatzar Davar. Lavan and B'suel answered, this matter has come from Hashem. Lo Nuchal Daber Elecha Ra'udah. We can't say anything, neither bad nor good. This is Hashem's will. Rashi Lavanu B'suel Rasha Haya. Lavan was a Rasha of a Kafatz Lahashiv with Ne'aviv. And he jumped in to answer instead of his father, in front of his father. Now, skipping the Pasuk Nun. Hey, Vayomer Achia V'ima. Next morning, her brother and her mother said, Teshiv anara itanu yamim o asor achar tilech. Let the girl stay with us for some time, either days or 10. Rashi explains that's actually a year or 10 months. Achar tilech. And then she can go. So here, Rashi just asked the obvious question, Ubesuel heichanoya. Where was Besuel? Rotza yila akiv uba malach vahamisa. He wanted to stop them, and a malach came and killed him. Excuse me. Skipping to Pasuk Nun Zayin, Vayomru Nikra Lanara Vinishala Espia. Let's call the girl and let's ask her what she wants. Let her say what she wants. Rashi Mikan Shein Masina Saisha Elamidaita. We see from here you can't marry off a girl unless she wants to. Next, Pasuk Samach Beis. Yitzchak Ba Mibo Miber Lachai Roi. Yitzchak was coming back from Be'er Lachai Roi, which was the well that we met in last week's parasha by when Yishmael was dying, and the Malach answered Hagar and Yishmael, Hu Yoshev Beretz HaNegev, and he was living in the land of the Negev in the south. So Rashi, what was he doing in Be'er Lachai Roi? Shehalach Lahavi Hagar LaAvram Aviv Shiyisayna. He went to bring Hagar back to his father Avram that he should once again marry her. Okay, Pasuk. Moving now to Pasuk Samach Vav. Vaisapera Eved LiYitzchak, and Eliezer told Yitzchak, Eis Kol HaDvarim Asher Asah, all the things that had happened, that he did. Rashi explains, Vaisapera Eved Gilo Lo Nisim Shenasu Lo. He told him all, he revealed all the miracles that had been done to him. Shekaf Tzolo Haaretz V'Nizdamna Lo Rivka B'Tfilaso, that he traveled quickly, and that Rivka came based on his prayer, his tefillah. Moving now to Pasuk Samach Zayin, Vayeh Yitzchak Ha'ola Sarah Imo, and Yitzchak brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, Vayikach Es Rivka, and he took Rivka, Vayitihilo Leisha, Vayehavea, and she was his wife, and he loved her, Vayinachem Yitzchak Acharei Imo, and Yitzchak was consoled after the loss of his mother. Rashi Ha'ola Sarah Imo, Vayevea Ha'ola, Vaharehi Sarah Imo. He brought her into the tent, and she was now like his mother Sarah. Kilomar, meaning Venasis Dugma Sarah Imo. She was similar to Sarah. She calls Mancha Sarah Kayemes, Hayaner Doluk, Mayor of Shabbos, Lair of Shabbos. As long as Sarah was alive, there were candles burning all week long. Ubracha Metsuya Be'isa, and there were special blessings in the dough. Vanan Kashur Al-Ol, and there was a special cloud hanging over the tent. Umishamesa Pasku, and when she died, those things stopped. Ukshabas Rivka Chazru, and when Rivka came back, they returned. Now going to Perek Chafei, Pasuk Aleph. By Yosef Avram, by Yikachisha, Ushma Keturah. And Avram continued, and he took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Rashi says this was Hagar, Zu Hagar. V'nikresh Keturah. Why was she called Keturah? Al Shem She Noim Maaseh HaKetores. Her actions were as beautiful as the smell of the Ketores. Ukshek Kashra Pischa Shalom Nizdavga La'adam Miyom Shepir Shem Avram. And she closed her doors, meaning she did not marry anyone from the day that she separated from Avram. Skipping now to Pasuk Vav. So now he sent away the other children. Pilag Shim says previously said he gave Yitzchak everything he had, and what did he give to his other children? Pilag Shim, to the children of the Pilag Shim, Ashel Avraham, Nasan Avraham, Natanos, Vayishalachem Me'al Yitzchak Benoba Odenachai. He gave them gifts, and he sent them away from Yitzchak his son while he was still alive. Kedma El Eretz Kedem, to the land eastward, to the land of the east. Rashi HaPilag Shim Chaser Ksiv, it's written without a second Yud, Shelo Hoysa El HaPilagesh Achas. He really only had one Pilagesh. He Hagar, he Keturah. Hagar is, because Hagar is Keturah. Now what's the difference? Nashim B'Ksuva, you marry a wife with a Ksuva. Pilag Shim Shelo B'Ksuva, you marry a Pilagesh without a Ksuva. Kedarmina B'Sanhedrin, B'Nashim B'Pilag Shim D'Dav. Excuse me. That's the differentiation the Gemara makes in Sanhedrin regarding the wives of David HaMelech. Next, Rashi, Nasan Avraham Matanos, Pirshu Rabosenu, the Chazal explained, Shem Tuma Masolehem. He gave them over the kochos of black magic or some type of negative forces, negative spiritual forces, Davar Acher, Mashanitin Lo Alodos Sara Vishar Matanos Shinoslo. All of the wealth that it was given to him because of Sarah's kidnappings and similar gifts to that, Hakol Nasan Lehem, he gave them all of that wealth. Shelo Ratz Alehem Asmehem, he did not want to benefit from them. He didn't want them to be part of his Yerusha to Yitzchak. Pasuk Zayin, Ve'ele Yimei Shnei Chaye Avram. These are the days of the life of Avram, Asher Chai, that he lived. Ma'as Shana V'Shimim Shana V'Chameh Shanim. 100 years, 70 years, and 5 years. So Rashi makes the same comment that he made at the beginning of the Parsha. Ben Kuf Ki Ben Ayin, Ben Ayin Ki Ben Hei, Belo Chet. All of his years were without sin. 100 was like 70, 70 was like 5. Not as obvious as it was earlier on, but still a similar idea. Pasuk Tes now, Vayikburu Oso Yitzchak Yishmael Banav, and Yitzchak and Yishmael, his sons, buried him, El Ma'aras HaMachpelah, to the cave of Machpelah, Stei Ephron Ben Sochar, Achiti Asher Apnei Marmeh, to the fields of Ephron Ben Sochar, the Chiti, which were in the face of the land of Mamre. Rashi Yitzchak Yishmael, Nikan She'asa Yishmael Tshuva. We see from here that Yishmael did tshuva v'holiches Yitzchak upon him. He placed Yitzchak before him. V'hi seva tova shenemra ba'Avram. And this was the satisfaction at the end of Avram's life that was spoken about, meaning that Avraham was able to see that both of his children were tzaddikim by the time he passed on. Moving to the last Rashi that we're going to do, Pasuk Yitzayin, v'eile shnei chaye Yishmael, ma'as shano shloshim shana v'sheva shanim. These were the years of the life of Yishmael, 100 years, 30 years, and 7 years. Vayigva vayamos vayeyosef el amav. And he expired, and he died, and he gathered into his nation. So Rashi over here points out that we're going to skip the big Rashi. We'll do the short Rashi, vayigva, and he expired. Lo nemra gviya v'asifa elabit tzadikim. These lashonos are specifically used by tzadikim. As we said, Yishmael died at tzadik.